Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Community Service Officer Arlene Worrell to talk about the spring and summer ordinances for the city of Knoxville. With the nicer weather, we are certainly seeing a lot more people going out and tending to their exteriors of their homes, and this is something they're going to have to be doing and paying attention to their lawns and such like that. What are some ordinances that are in the city of Knoxville that people need to be aware of this time of year?
Thank you, Tony. It's always great to be able to sit down together and talk about the ordinances with the City Code of Knoxville. And we do have some things that we like to bring out to the community and residents as they prepare their properties and keep them up for the spring. And first thing is spring cleanup. People want to know what can they do with their yard debris. And we're referring to things like twigs, leaves, brush, and tree branches that are 3 inches in diameter and smaller. And people want to know, can we burn that? Yes, you can. You can burn that. Please double check to make sure there's no burn ban in effect. And if there's not, you're welcome to burn your yard debris. And some of the things to keep in mind when you do that, it needs to be supervised by an adult. You need to have a water source there. It needs to be burned in your yard, not on the street or even in the alleyway. So burning in your yard is acceptable. Let that burning your yard debris. So that kind of helps start with the spring cleanup of your yard. Some of the other things people want to know is, how long can my yard be before people start to holler at me, people like us here at the city? And we've got a city code on that. That is 8 inches. So in a residential property, the city code states the vegetation can grow no higher than 8 inches. If that were to happen, you may get a letter from the city just reminding you that the city code states it cannot be any longer than 8 inches. And what happens if we don't mow after that? Well, then the city may come out and mow it for you, and then there'll be a fee and a penalty to have that done. But people kind of just need to know those kind of issues are out there.
Now, what are some other information that people should know about? You mentioned the burn ban. How can people find out about the burn ban, and what should they do to find out information on that?
You can find out in a number of ways. You can call the Marion County Sheriff's Department. They're putting out the notices of the burn bans, which I also kind of want to put a reminder to give them a call if you are burning, just to let them know as a courtesy that you're doing some yard burning, and that way they kind of know what's going on as well. You can also call here at the Knoxville Police Department, find out. You can go to local areas like KNIA as well and find out.
As far as yard waste is concerned, people decide not to burn their yard waste. How do they get rid of that?
They can bag up their yard waste, and their local garbage hauler will haul that off. Now, which brings up a good point. Your local garbage hauler, you might want to make contact with them and find out their ways of taking that off. But it is a mandatory code that every resident of Knoxville has a local garbage hauler. That's one of our 3 licensed garbage haulers that are licensed for the city of Knoxville to remove trash. That is ABS, that's Brown's Sanitation, as well as Waste Management, are all 3 licensed garbage haulers, and you need to be contracted with one of those and have regular service with one of those properties. That helps take care of weekly garbage and keeps it from having properties that have garbage start stacking up, and as you say, spring and summer start coming, that's not good to sit around. So it is one of our codes to have garbage service.
Is there a place where people can dump off their stuff?
If you take it out to the landfill, which is outside of Knoxville, if you do haul your own in that regards, make sure that it's covered and it's tied down.
Where can people find out more information in regards to the ordinances of the city of Knoxville in regards to maintaining their properties?
The city ordinances are located either a couple different places. On our city website, you can go to City of Knoxville and find the place for city codes and just click on that. They'll give you all the city codes. Also, the library has a city code book. And anytime you want to stop up to the Knoxville Police Department, I've got a city code book, and I'm happy to open it up and share it with you at anytime.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Community Services Officer Arlene Worrell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.